The publication of John Irving's latest novel, The Fourth Hand, is one of this summer's major literary events. Book critic Maureen Corrigan gives it a thumbs down.
The first thing I noticed about John Irving's new novel, The Fourth Hand, is that it's in really bad taste. The plot revolves around a handsome New York television journalist named Patrick Wallingford, who, while he's reporting from India, has his hand gobbled up by a hungry circus lion. The gruesome amputation is witnessed on TV screens around the world, and one sympathetic viewer, a Wisconsin woman named Doris Clausen, decides a little too hastily to donate her still healthy husband's hand to Wallingford. Conveniently, Doris's husband soon dies in a bizarre accident involving a beer truck. But as a condition before she hands over the hand, Doris insists on having sex with Wallingford so that she'll finally become pregnant. It seems that for years, Doris's dearly departed husband was shooting blanks. Doris also demands post-operative visitation rights with her late husband's hand. The hand seems to nostalgically revel in these visits. Unlike horror films such as The Beast with Five Fingers, which have drawn on the same premise, Irving's novel seems to want us to be, touched rather than repulsed by this hand with a mind of its own situation. Events become even more inane when Wallingford falls hopelessly in love with Doris, who, after their one successful sexual encounter, now only wants to hold hands. The next thing I realized is that, unusual for a novel by John Irving, I didn't care much about any of the characters. Patrick is a small-screen pretty boy who's all face, no substance. One of his many ex-lovers issues this parting estimation of his character. "It's been flattering to be with a man who can so thoroughly lose himself in a woman," she says. "On the other hand, there's so little you in you that I suspect you could lose yourself in any woman." Doris is a classic Irving Baroque who in this novel is asked to uncontort herself to fit the role of romantic heroine. The minor characters are fun, a Sex and the City type cast of newswomen, the renowned Boston hand surgeon with a dog poop fetish, but they're not in the company of any major players worth supporting. Here's the last thing that struck me about The Fourth Hand. I read the whole novel through breathlessly in a day or two. That's because Irving is such an adroit storyteller that even when he has a ridiculous story to tell, he does it with such humor, narrative flourish, and snake oil salesman conviction that he sweeps readers like me along. Irving keeps whisking out themes here that never quite cohere into one of his grand Dickensian narratives. He spends a lot of time ruminating on the exploitative nature of TV news. The CNN-type station Patrick reports for is dubbed the All Disaster Network, and we're treated to Irving's take on the coverage of events like JFK Jr.'s fatal plane crash. Irving also wants to engage more timeless questions, like the possibility of predestination and redemption through tragedy, but his reach exceeds his grasp, so to speak. Patrick's hand transplant ultimately fails, and the new hand, courtesy of Doris's late husband, has to be surgically removed. For a long time afterwards, Patrick experiences phantom limb syndrome, a tingling in his missing fingers, a twitch in a wrist that's no longer there. All the time I was reading The Fourth Hand, I felt like I was experiencing phantom novel syndrome. I had the ghostly sensation of being in the company of something like a John Irving novel. But whenever I looked closely at this story, it vanished into thin air.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Fourth Hand by John Irving.